This is Akashvani, Itanagar, the news read by Prem Sharma. Chief Minister Pema Khandu said that efforts are being made to connect all the 2018 Gram Panchayats of the state with 4G internet connectivity under Project BharatNet Phase 3 conducted by BSNL. In a social media post, Khandu said that this project will include the remote border areas of the state. He also said that BSNL has initiated the tender process for the selection of implementing partner. He also added that to implement the idea of last mile development team, Arunachal has done a remarkable job and the people of the state are availing the benefits of the direct benefit transfer, a program by the Government of India to transfer benefits directly to the bank accounts of the beneficiaries due to the better digital connectivity. An Indian Air Force Havildar and his 14-year-old son were swept away by strong water currents in the Kaming River in West Kaming District, defense sources said on Friday. Both of them are yet to be rescued. Havildar Bapi Ghosh, posted at the IAF camp in Salonibari, here had gone to Bhalakpung with his wife and son for an outing on Thursday evening. His son reportedly slipped and fell into the river. As he was swept away, Ghosh also jumped into it to save his son, and both of them were carried away by the strong water currents, sources said. Education Minister P.D. Sona, who is on a follow-up program of Chintan Sivir cum Education Conclave, visited Inkyong in Upper Siang District and called for collective efforts from PRI leaders, NGOs and CBOs to implement inter-village schools in the state. Attending a post-Chintan Sivir meet at Inkyong, Sona as used to strengthen vocational pattern of teaching in Arunachal, Sona on Friday said his visit to Upper Siang District is to understand the ground reality of existing government-run schools so that proper clubbing of schools can be carried out on priority basis across the state. For the bright future of the students, we need to take it to the logical conclusion, said Sona. The Arunachal Karate Do Association, led by its president cum MLA Likha Soni and chairman Sihan Likha Tara, on Friday felicitated its media consultant and senior journalist of the state, Pradeep Kumar Behra, before his departure to his native state Orissa. Terming Behra a pathbreaker in the state's media, Soni said that his valuable services will go down the annals of history for the next generations to recall in the future. Mr. Behra is also associated with All India Radio and Doordarshan Kendra, Itanagar. Tobacco use is one of the major causes of preventable deaths and diseases in India and accounts for nearly 1.35 million deaths every year in the country. As a part of the National Tobacco Pest Control Program, District Tobacco Control Cell of West Siang District conducted tobacco raids around the educational campuses of Alo Town to check for TOFEI compliance. Challan was issued to shopkeepers for selling tobacco products near schools, and tobacco product worth more than 30,000 was seized and burned on Friday at Alo. Rupa Bayor of Arunachal Pradesh won the silver medal at the Kasad 6th Asian Taekwondo Open Championship, which was held on 15th to 17th October 2024 in Tangerang, Indonesia. Chief Minister Pema Khandu, congratulating Rupa, said that her achievement has made Arunachal Pradesh and the entire nation proud. Khandu wishes her all the best of her future career and keeps signing and inspiring young athletes with her dedication and talent in social media post. Dr. Panjit Basumatari from Pakeh Tiger Reserve, Arunachal Pradesh, has been recognized by the International Fund for Animal Welfare, a global non-profit organization, for his outstanding contributions to wildlife rescue and rehabilitation efforts. Dr. Basumatari has been awarded with the prestigious Animal Welfare Field Veterinary Award at the 24th IFAW Animal Action Awards in London, United Kingdom. Dr. Basumatari is currently serving as a manager and head of the Center for Bear Rehabilitation and Conservation in Pakeh Tiger Reserve, Arunachal Pradesh. The Arunachal Pradesh Literary Society and St. Clairette College hosted its first ever Spelling Bee competition at St. Clairette College, Zero, on Friday. The objectives of the competition included cultivating effective spelling habits, developing communication skills, and encouraging student connections through extracurricular involvement. That's all in the news bulletin. Namaskar.
Thank you.